أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن إلياس لمن المرسلين إذ قال لقومه ألا تتقون أتدعون بعلا وتذرون أحسن الخالقين. الله ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين فكذبوه فإنهم لمحضرون إلا عباد الله المخلصين وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إلياسين إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. After discussing Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about another Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly Hazrat Ilyas alayhi as-salatu was-salam is also amongst the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salam, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of him just twice in the Quran, once over here, and in Surah An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him with a series, Ya alayhimu salatu wa salam. When we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih authenticated ahadith, we will not find much with regards to Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu was salam. However, some historical narrations have made mention of Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu was salam, bearing in mind that when we speak about historical narrations, then they will not be as authenticated as the Sahih ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to him, it has been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him as a Nabi after Hazrat Iskil alayhi salam and before Hazrat Yasa alayhi salatu was salam. And as a matter of fact, some of those narrations also indicate that Hazrat Yasa was from the people of Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu was salam. Now at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him, the Bani Israel were divided into two groups. One was known as Yahudiyah or Judah, whose headquarters or capital was that of Jerusalem al-Quds. And the second was that of Israel, and their capital became Nablus. And hence they had become now two groups. And at that particular time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu was salam. These narrations indicate that his birth had taken place in present day Jordan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed nubuwat upon him. The king of the one group, the Israel, his name was Ahab and his wife was Isabella. And she had introduced idol worship amongst her people. And one of the main idols, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, was by the name of Baal. And hence people got involved in worshipping idols. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him with this mission to stop this idol worship, idolatry, and turn the hearts of the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like in all other communities, they did not accept Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam's message. And the result was that they were now, and they had now decided that they are going to assassinate and kill him. Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam had to go into hiding into some cave for a number of days, and hence in that period of time he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this side he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a famine, drought hits these people, there's scarcity of food, etc. And Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam comes out of this hiding and he begins to tell the people that let us see the authenticity, let us see the truth of your idols. You pray to your idols, you sacrifice for your idols, and I will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let's see what's the difference. So this idol Baal, they say, had 450 apostles, that these apostles were regarded as very, very holy people, people who were regarded as saintly amongst the community. 450 of them offered sacrifice of animals, and they prayed to this Baal, to this idol, and absolutely nothing happened. Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam offered his sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that in those days the sacrifice or the sign of the sacrificed animal's acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be that of a fire that will come down from the sky and devour that animal, eat up that animal. And this is what happened to the animal of Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam. And the result thereafter was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved the people of their difficulties. Rain came down, the land became lush once again, but yet they did not accept Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam. So this entire incident Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very, very briefly. The Quran is not a kitab of history, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to mention the great sacrifice that Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam had made for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam is amongst the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. And remember the time when he said to his people, do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you not have any idea of Allah Rabbul Izzat? So many Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had come down upon you, but yet you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have turned away from the ibadat of Allah. Atadu'una ba'ala, do you call upon this idol called Ba'al? Watadharuna ahsan al-khaliqin, and you leave the best of all the creators. Now here one very important aspect is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ahsan al-khaliqin, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the best of all creators, but there is no khaliq besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever man manufactures, man will have to manufacture from whatever material that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided him with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliq. Allah creates without any material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just says kun and fayakun, it comes into being. So there is no one that can compare insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the khaliq and Allah being the creator is concerned. Allah rabbakum, Allah who is your Rabb, wa rabb abaikum al-awwalin, and he is the Rabb of your forefathers from before. But Allah says, فَكَذَّبُوهُ, they belied him, they denied him, they refuted him, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمُحْضَرُونَ, and then certainly they will be from amongst those that will be presented by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, except the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who were chosen and selected by Allah Rabbul Izzat, that from amongst his community there may have been a few that had accepted the message of Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam. وَتَرَقْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, and certainly we had left Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam for the people of the time that had come after him, so that he becomes a precedence and they will think of him and they will mention him. سَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ إِلْيَاسِينَ, peace be upon Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salatu wassalam. Inna kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin, and this is how we had recompensed those who had done good. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin, and certainly he is from amongst our believing servants. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.